From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Brought up there, Tony Little Beaver. There's trouble over in Devil's Hole. Editor Kendall needs our help, so let's ride.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit their trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Put an end to the blazing career of the killer Duke Gregg, Red Ryder has returned with Little Beaver to Painted Valley, only to learn that in his absence, the nearby town of Devil's Hole has turned into a roaring river of frontier lawlessness, centering around Ace Hanlon's Silver Dollar Cafe. When news reaches Red that Eli Kendall, the editor and publisher of the Devil's Hole Clarion, is readying a campaign to arouse public ire against Hanlon, Red, knowing Ace's evil and vicious ways, saddles Thunder. And a moment later is churning up dust as the horse's hooves pound the rutted trail to Devil's Hole.
Riding too fast for you, Little Beaver?
Me keep him up pretty well, Red Ryder. You gotta make so much hurry going Devil's Hole.
This isn't a half hurry enough. If Eli Kendall starts any indignation meetings before we get there, Hanlon will have his hide hanging over his fence before nightfall.
Then we better chase him up horses. Get him up there, fools! Get!
Lift those hooves, Thunder. This is one time every second counts. Come on, Thunder!
Inside, quick, Dad. Here comes that gang of ruffians.
They've no right to ride into our town shooting and killing.
Awful the way those men keep coming into town and practically blowing it apart.
Beth, I'm getting mighty tired of warning that Hanlon. Getting so decent people are starting to pack up and move out.
Ace Hanlon's never been a model citizen, but he's never been as flagrant as this. Stirring up trouble.
Yeah, there's something behind it, all right, but by heaven, I'm not going to wait anymore. As editor of the newspaper, I owe an obligation to the citizens of this valley, and there's only one thing to do. Get everybody together and call an open meeting.
Thing, cowpoke. Just enjoy yourself. Your credit's good up to $500.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hanlon. Thanks.
All right. You're all right, Hanlon.
East.
Yeah, gringo, what's up?
I just come from across the street. Kendall, that newspaper fella's got a crowd together in front of his place, and he's making them a speech.
What kind of speech?
No kind you'd like to hear.
Well, in that case, maybe we better go over.
Us? Over there?
Sure. A guy like you might even show an editor where he's wrong.
Huh?
You can put the punctuation in the right place. Come on, gringo, and keep your hand right on your gun butt.
I say this is our town, and it's up to us to see that we get law and order. It's high time we made folks understand that Devil's Hole is no place for thieves, gunmen, and murderers.
Just a minute, Kendall.
Yes, Hanlon. What is it?
You talk mighty pretty, but just who would you say was one of those thieves and murderers? I ain't seen none.
No? Then your eyesight must be mighty bad, Ace.
Dad, be careful.
I'm handling this, Beth.
My eyesight's pretty good. But since you're so sure it ain't, supposing you start naming names.
All right. One of the men we've got no room for around here is right next to you. And his name's Gringo Jordan.
What? Why, you? If you're calling me a murderer, Kendall, fill your hands.
Dad, please.
All right, Gringo, you don't scare me none.
Why, you cheap tin-horn scribbler, you are... Oh, my hand. Who did that?
I did that, mister. Any objections?
Ryder. But, Ryder, you've got to be butting in. This skunk called me a murderer and then went for his gun.
I'd say Mr. Kendall was right, as usual.
Yeah, someday, Red, you're going to reach for your iron and just draw lead. A whole skin full of lead.
Maybe, Ace, but it won't be yours.
No, it won't, because I'm not waiting for handling Ryder.
Still a lot of fight left in you, isn't there, Gringo?
Hand me back that six-gun, find out.
I've got a better idea. I'll just take off my gun belt. That'll make us even. If you're looking for a fight...
Me take a belt, Red Ryder.
Think you're pretty good, do you? Well, try this.
When he comes to, Hanlon, you might tell him if I see him in town again, I'm going over him once more, but good.
Yeah? What if he's not interested?
Suppose we wait and find out. It might surprise both of you. Hello, Mr. Kendall. Oh,
howdy, Red. I don't know how to thank you for
Forget it. Can we mosey inside? I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Why, of course. Come right along. You too, Beth. I'm sure Ryder can help us all.
Come on, little beaver. You can practice your spelling by playing with the type. But it doesn't sound like Ace Hanlon. He's usually too smart to stir up trouble openly.
That's just what Dad said earlier today.
Still, I can't see what reason he'd have to try to make the town lawless. Cattle's all shipped and paid for. What little crops there are.
You know what I was just wondering?
What, Red?
Well, the only thing around here of any importance today is the new tunnel the government's putting in to bring water down to Painted Valley from Lake Bonita.
Uh-huh.
And the man who's contracting the job has had trouble. There's talk going around that if he can't finish this week, they're canceling his contract and giving it to a concern from Fort Badger.
Red Ryder, me hear him some men try to make Injuns angry about water tunnel. Tell them tunnel go through, Injuns no can fisherman lake.
Thanks, little beaver. Well, that ties up some, Mr. Kendall.
Bless me if I can see what earthly good Ace Hanlon could get from stirring up the Injuns and trying to block the tunnel. The water it'll bring goes to his ranch as well as everyone else.
Dad's right, Mr. Ryder. Ace would only be cutting his nose off to spite his face.
Oh, him funny. Ace Hanlon. Him looking plenty bad enough without him cut him nose.
Never mind, little beaver. Well, I can't find out anything for sure sitting here and guessing. Think I'll take Thunder and ride up to the tunnel and have a look-see.
Sounds like a blind trail to me, Red. I say we ought to call a mass meeting down to the town hall. Organize vigilantes if we have to, and run them gun-toting scoundrels clean out of this valley.
There's no question about a mass meeting, to my mind. But just talking without proof won't get us very far. Now, if I find anything out at the tunnel, we should have you elected president of the Law and Order League before sundown. Come on, little beaver, we're riding. Come on, boy, this is a long trail. Come on, Thunder.
Red Ryder. Oh, Thunder. Ooh. You say in this trail, him shortcut?
Yes, it cuts about 3 miles off the regular road to the hills. Why?
Well, you look him a trail. See? Plenty fresh hoof marks and dirt. 3 men going through here not many minutes ago.
Little Beaver, you're about the biggest help a man ever had. Here I ride along, looking at the sky when I should be watching the trail.
Me see him hoof prints, but maybe hoof prints mean nothing. No can't tell if made by Ace Hanlon horse.
You sure can't. But if it is Hanlon's trail, we better rattle these bridles and shake up our ponies. The sooner you get to trouble, the sooner it's over.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get him up fast.
Pound that dirt, fella. We're closing in. Come on, Thunder.
Come on, boys. You're shoveling like a bunch of gophers. Dig in. Move that rock like men.
Boss.
Yes, Ned.
That tunnel runs the Silver Dollar in Devil's Hole. He's just outside the tunnel entrance, giving our men handbills.
Handbills? What for?
Here, I took one. He's passing the others out to the ships that just went on.
Yes, let me look at it here. What's it say? Anniversary week starting Saturday. Free deluxe dinners and entertainments to all our customers. Come and bring your friends. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself at... Why, that... If our men start going down there, they're bound to get into trouble.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Probably all end up in jail instead of getting back here on the job.
Well, I'll soon put an end to that. Come on, I'm going down and run Mr. Ace Hanlon out of here for keeps. Why, listen to that sidewinder. Bart says to him.
Free party down to my place. Here you are, brother.
Hanlon, I'm giving you 10 seconds to clear out of here.
Well, howdy, Carney. You wouldn't be aiming to spoil the boys' fun, would you?
Carney, get them down there gambling and...
Ah, calm down, friend. I'm just celebrating, and a man can't celebrate very well unless he has folks around.
5 seconds of that 10 is gone, Hanlon.
Yeah, but I'll still be here when 10 minutes are gone. 10 hours, for that matter.
I doubt that, Hanlon.
Red Rider. You seem to cover a lot of territory, don't you?
There'll be a lot covering you, Ace, unless you do as you're told.
You talk big, Red. Bigger than you can ever deliver.
Mr. Carney told you to clear out of here. Well, I'm waiting.
Now, let's get a few things straight, Rider. And getting things straight might be new for you at that.
I don't know, Ace. I generally shoot straight.
Yeah, if you tried it this time, you'd be wrong. Dead wrong. Maybe you gents forget this tunnel's state property and nobody's ordering me off.
I didn't say anything about ordering you off. I said you're getting off. Now, start walking.
I've taken a lot from you, Ryder. Maybe now's as good a time as any for me to finish what you've started.
Red Ryder, watch him. He go for gun.
Yeah, that's right. I go for gun, only this time I got it. I suppose you start walking, Red. Walking fast.
Getting the drop on me might have been a mistake, Hanlon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Guns aren't the only thing to make a man change his mind. For example, a shovel isn't that.
Why, you...
Oh, I forgot I'm a shovel, Red Ryder.
That's right, little beaver. A shovel's a mighty handy tool to have when a polecat like Hanlon's around. It's good for spanking and just perfect for digging. Digging graves.
Smart, ain't you, Ryder? Very smart. Put that shovel down and I'll show you how smart you really are.
I'm putting the shovel down, Ace, but not where you want. I'm putting it across the seat of your pants.
Ryder,
where I'm going to get you won't be by your britches, it'll be by your neck.
I think you're wrong, Ace, awfully wrong. Now, suppose you apologize to Mr. Carney here for taking up his men's time and then start moving.
I'll be hamstrung before I'll apologize.
Yeah?
No!
I said apologize. Now get started or I'll warm your pants again.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Ryder, I'll pay this back with interest.
Brady, you sure taught that Jesper a lesson. I don't think you'll be back here bothering us again.
Don't be too sure about that, Mr. Conley. Hanlon's just like the snake he is. The more you cut at him, the more pieces there are to strike back.
Maybe so, Red Ryder. But Hanlon, no warning by making rattle.
I know, little beaver. And that's why I'm going back to town and build a trap that snake is never going to get out of. Next time he lashes out with his fangs, he's going to be a goner.
Return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. Having run Ace Hanlon out of the water tunnel Pat Carney's building, Red and Little Beaver have raced back to Devil's Hole to talk over Red's plan with Editor Kendall, while Hanlon plans his own revenge for the humiliating whipping Red has given him. Hanlon is talking to Gringo, his gun-toting lieutenant, in his office back at the Silver Dollar.
Well, you can bet on this, Gringo. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get Red Ryder planted on the top side of Boot Hill once and for all.
I wish you'd leave some for me. That side...
Yeah? What is it?
Hey, there's a Mr. Stark here to see you, boss.
Stark? Well, have him come in, Frenchie.
Yeah, right through here, Mr. Stark.
Come in, Stark. Come in.
Howdy, Ace. Glad I found you.
You know Gringo, Stark?
Hi. Hello, Gringo. Hanlon, I promised you $10,000 if you'd see that Carney didn't finish that tunnel. And I got the contract. Now...
Hold up, Stark. I made a bargain and you're living up to it.
Yeah, well, I'm not unless Carney closes down tomorrow. I just got word from the state that he may get an extension.
Well, what do you want me to do? Blow it up and get all of us in jail? I know what I'm doing. I got most of his men coming in tomorrow night, and by the time they get through with what I'm going to feed them, they'll be behind bars for disturbing the peace.
I hope you know what you're doing, Ace, because I do. You've got exactly 24 hours more.
Boy, I'll plug that welcher if he tries to back us.
Ah, shut up.
Okay, boss, only...
First thing I better do is make sure that fool editor doesn't start trouble. I think I'll just amble over there and have a little heart-to-heart talk with Kendall. Yeah, maybe he wants to go on living. Wait here, Gringo. What I got to say to him won't take me very long.
Mr. Ryder, stirring up Ace Hanlon like you did is it's only going to make it worse.
You're right. Me tell him, Red Ryder, same thing.
Now, wait, if you'll only let me finish. I've got the proof I wanted, or mighty close to it. Now, anybody can try and fix things with gun law, but no matter what way it ends up, some innocent people are going to lose their lives.
Well, then what do you suggest?
Getting out a special edition of the Clarion, telling the facts, telling every citizen in Painted Valley that Hanlon's trying to stop Pat Carney from finishing that water tunnel.
I agree with that. Public sentiment is a lot better than hot lead.
But how can I print anything I'm not absolutely sure of, Red? Don't you see that...
Here come Hanlon now. And he walk him toward this office.
Why, that... Oh, wait. You three get in the back. Yeah. Go into the press room and stay there. I'll talk to Hanlon.
But
go on. He's almost at the door.
Well, all right, but I don't know...
Mr. Kennel, where's your pen?
Pen? Under them papers on the desk.
Thanks. Here we are. Now for the inkwell. Hello, Hanlon.
Huh?
Come right in. This may interest you.
What are you doing here, Ryder? Where's Kendall?
Kendall's gone for the day. I'm the new editor.
Oh. Well, in that case, maybe I better talk to you.
Talk to me about what?
Some advertising I'd like to run in the Clarion, announcing the big anniversary celebration the Silver Dollars have starting tomorrow.
I wouldn't worry too much about tomorrow if I were you, Hanlon.
No?
No. By the time this editorial I'm writing is printed, Devil's Hole and Painted Valley won't be the healthiest place for you.
And why not?
Because we're telling our readers that Ace Hanlon's been hired to see that Pat Carney doesn't finish that water tunnel.
We got laws in this country. Laws to stop people like you from slandering a man's character.
Those laws are only good when a man's got character to start with, Ace.
Why, Well, since I'm a law-abiding man, Ryder, print that. And we'll see whose side the law is really on. But if you do print it, make sure you keep your six-gun handy because you'll be needing it.
Maybe. But all I've needed so far is a shovel.
Ah, when I get through with you, you'll be needing a shovel and flour.
So long, Ace, and be sure to get the extra edition of tonight's Clarion. Your name will be all over it.
Red, what are you up to? What sort of trouble are you getting me into with Hanlon?
Me hear him through door and printing press room. Hanlon, he's plenty angry, Red Ryder.
He's going to be madder than that when he reads our special edition.
We can't print any story about Hanlon and the water tunnel, Red, without proof.
I promised you the proof, didn't I?
Yes, I guess so.
Dad, Mr. Ryder's never broken a promise to anyone.
And I don't aim to now. Now, how soon can you print a paper, Mr. Kendall?
Well, Judd, that's my printer. He's gone home for supper. Probably could set it up and run it out tonight.
Good. Then let's all go over to Mrs. Patton's lunchroom for a bite to eat and get back here after dinner. Maybe Ace Hanlon doesn't recognize laws, but this time he's going to feel the power of the press.
Now look, Ace, you can't stand there all night staring like that, not seeing a word.
Oh, I know. I've been thinking. Gringo, how many of these men around here can you trust?
No, 4 or 5, maybe. Why, boss?
4 or 5, huh? Well, that ought to be enough.
Yeah?
Look, Ryder, don't scare easy. I'm afraid maybe he'll run that editorial no matter what I told him. There's only one way I can be sure.
What way is that, Ace?
Tear that newspaper plant and presses apart so bad they won't be able to print nothing about me. You think you can handle that, Gringo?
Yeah, watch me.
It isn't every day I get a chance to pick up 10,000 greenbacks that easy.
It sure ain't.
All right, get yourself some boys you can depend on. Dark now. Go over to that office.
I know, Ace. By the time we get through with it, there won't be a Clarion printed in Devil's Hole for the next 6 months. Buck, smash that lock.
Right. That does it.
Nice work. Now, come on. Let's go in there and get to work. Well, this is going to be easy. Lash, Springer, you two start with them sledges on the print press. You come with me, Buck. Sure. I'll lock the front door. We'll pile up this paper and put a match to it. Yeah, that's the way, boys. Yeah, let me see him try and print a paper on that. Got that match ready, Buck?
Right here.
Now put that kerosene on it and let's...
Hey, Gringo, look, out that front window. That's Ryder and them Kindles are coming.
Let them come. We fixed them presses so they won't do the printing. Throw that match on this paper, Buck, and then let's go. Come on, here they come. Out the back door, keep them open.
Come on. Look, Mr. Kendall, they went out the back way. Little Beaver, put out that fire.
Me put on my fire, Red Riders. Oh, Dad, everything's been smashed to bits.
They got a way up the back alley.
Yeah, there's no question about this. This is Hanlon's work, all right.
Fire. Him out, all right, Red Rider.
Good, Little Beaver, good. Oh, just look at this place. It's a wreck.
Yeah, not a chance of printing a paper about Hanlon now, Red. Press is smashed to smithereens.
Red Rider.
Yes, Little Beaver?
We spell them pretty good now. Let me put them tight together and make them paper.
What good will one paper do, Little... Wait a minute. One paper might be all we need.
One paper? I don't see what you mean, Mr. Ryder.
Well, I do. Mr. Kendall, the printing paper's all right. The type's here. Now, could we set up and print one paper? Just one by hand?
Well, yes, I guess so, Red. But for the life of...
Well, let's get started. There's more than one way to skin a snake. One paper will be enough to make Hanlon overplay his hand for the last time.
What are you doing in here, Injun?
Me looking for Mr. Ace Hanlon.
Hey, the boss, eh? Hey, that's him down to the end of the counter.
Anything you want, Gringo. It's all on the house. Little Beaver.
Huh?
What are you doing in my place?
We got a new job, Mr. Hanlon. We make him delivery Mr. Kendall paper. Clarion. You want buy him?
A Clarion?
What?
How did they manage to... Why, sure, Injun. I never turned down a kid in my life. Here.
Me think you enjoy reading Clarion, Mr. Hanlon. Good night. Maybe see you by and by.
Ace, how could they print that paper?
That's what I'd like to know. Here, let me read it.
Aye.
Ace Hanlon involved in plot to ruin water tunnel.
What?
Mass meeting in town hall at noon. Crime must be abolished in Devil's Hole. Well, we'll see about that.
Ace, what are we going to do? They'll get to holding that meeting. It's goodbye to that 10,000 smash.
Yeah, well, before they do, it'll be goodbye to that tunnel. Round up the boys and get plenty of explosive. We're blowing up that water tunnel tonight. All right, men, fire it up.
What do we do with this explosive, Ace?
Carry it into the tunnel. There's no one there. It's dark. Now watch it, Gringo. All right, hold it, Gringo. This should be far enough.
All right.
Now set those juices and be quick about it. We've got to get back to town before
Don't worry, Hanlon. You are going back to town.
Red Rider, where are you?
Confound this dirt.
I see it, boss. Johnny, get after him.
I've got you right where I...
Got me, have you? All right, grab his gun, Little Beaver.
We got him. Hanlon's gone.
Good. Then I'll give him this instead.
Yeah. Now we'll get these handcuffs on him, and I think it'll be the last we'll be hearing from Mr. Ace Hanlon for some time.
Hey, golly, we've been rounded up, the lot of them, right? And Shorten, I don't feel that he can ever thank you enough.
Don't thank me, Connie. Thank Little Beaver. It was his idea to print one paper.
Me think him. But Red Rider know him what to do about him.
Rider? As editor of the paper and a representative of the whole valley, you've done a wonderful job.
It's only half done, Mr. Kendall. I'm sure Hanlon's going to get to jail this time. But the rest of the job will be to make sure he's convicted. All right, help me get Hanlon up, Little Beaver, and let's get back to town. I won't sleep well tonight until I know Ace Hanlon's locked safe behind bars.
Mr.
cold air woke you up, huh, Ace?
Yeah, someday I'm gonna wake you up, Ryder.
Maybe someday. 20 years from now, when you get out, I'll take my chances. All right, stir up that for me, little beaver, and let's ride.
Stir him up, that fool. Get
back to Devil's Hole, Thunder. We got a prize package. Come on, Thunder.
Folks, it seems like this puts the finishing touches on Mr. Ace Hanlon. Red Rider has succeeded in placing his archenemy and gun-toting henchman into the hands of the law. And now America's famous fighting cowboy and his little Indian pal are once more headed for the wide open spaces. Listen in next time when Red Rider and Little Beaver ride to the Barton Ranch, where they'll be pitted against Stoney Carson and his tough pack of gunslingers.